This exquisite panel was made for a richly adorned cross, probably more than 6 feet tall, that stood on the altar of a great monastic church. In place on top of the cross, only the bold outlines of the figures on this little panel would have been visible. Yet the artist lavished great thought and care on every detail to moving and wonderful effect. Look, for instance, at the wings of the two angels. It would have been enough to make the feathers one color, but here you see white, red, green, and three different shades of blue. Gold lines separate the colored sections, and the artist has enriched each one with dots. The gold lines constitute the edges of tiny troughs that were filled with colored glass. This technique is called Chanlevé enamel. The jewel-like richness of the medium is fully exploited. Look at the swirling pattern that fills the golden space around the angels. But this object also displays enamel's expressive potential. The angels each show distinctive hand gestures and a different inclination of the head. Their chalky white faces have deep blue sunken eyes and quiet expressions. They're mourning the death of Christ, who appeared beneath this panel on the original cross. The censers they swing perfume the air and sanctify the event.